trying to wake from your long Thanksgiving nap and sharpen your pencils and get ready to do some real work. Quiz could come at any time. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, December 2nd, 2019. Here are the three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the game really isn't much of a game anymore. Ohio State has won eight times in a row over Michigan. Urban Meyer left without ever losing to the team up north. The good news for sports fans, the basketball team does look to be the real thing. Oh, and Ferris State is rolling, so there is football in Michigan. Number two, Michigan Democrat Debbie Dingell admits on national TV that what the Democrats are doing is exactly what the Russians would want to have happen, create disruption and chaos and divide Americans. And number one, recreational marijuana now available legally across the state at several outlets with many more on the way. Now, it's a big question whether it's a good thing or a bad thing or a storm cloud. We'll get to that, but first there's this. Vice President Mike Pence on his way to Michigan here in a couple of days, the same day that Gerald Nadler will be opening his committee, the Judiciary Committee, to discuss impeachment. Well, Mike Pence and Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be here campaigning in West Michigan. The 2020 re-election campaign announced a three-stop bus tour through Portage, Holland, and Grand Rapids. Pence will meet with faith and community leaders and then attend a Keep America Great event in Holland. So that's coming up. Laura Cox, very excited about this. The Republican chair here in Michigan, very excited about this. The path to victory in 2020 runs through Michigan, said Cox. And that is the truth. The New York Times pointed that out weeks ago, a few weeks after we pointed it out. Any road to victory means Michigan in the win column for Donald Trump. And so the vice president, of course, will be here. He had previous stops in Detroit and Taylor. They focused on policy and the USMCA, but this time they're talking to faith leaders and others. They both, Pence and Sanders, were here on Mackinac Island this summer as well. The Holland visit specifically focused on the re-election campaign. Trump did not win the city of Holland in 2016, but captured Ottawa County by 30 points. And they want to know why, and they want to get down to it. Lavora Barnes, the Democratic chair, criticized the Trump administration in a tweet after the stop was announced. The road to the White House runs through Michigan, and it's filled with potholes because of Mike Pence and the GOP's broken promises, she said. Of course, Trump won Michigan by just a shy of 11,000 votes, 10,704. And, of course, the president called this program on Election Day that day in 2016. You helped get him over the top. Anyhow, so that's a big deal coming here. And we'll have more as it gets closer to Wednesday and on the vice president's specific stops and whether or not you'll be able to stop and see him. He's a good speaker. Better than you might realize. Good speaker. All right, so if you missed it over the weekend, recreational marijuana sales began Sunday morning, yesterday. It's now part of the law that you can buy recreational marijuana in Michigan. And some people, man, if you didn't see it, there are long lines at some of these places. Now, there aren't many. There aren't many, but, you know, there are a few. In Ann Arbor, for example, there are a half a dozen that plan to be open for business, only a couple of them so far. And I guess my advice, if you have some interest in this, is to check online. Let's see here. 30-plus locations have pending retail applications awaiting response from the state marijuana regulatory agency. Marijuana regulatory agency director Andrew Brisbo said he expects a dozen to be licensed by the new year. And you can find maps of where these places are. Let's see here. The customers may purchase 2.5 ounces of marijuana, including a maximum of 15 grams of marijuana concentrates. The law also allows residents to keep up to 10 ounces in possession and grow 12 plants in their residence. I didn't even know that. Products, when you go to these retailers, you'll find flower. That's just what we used to call marijuana, but they call it flower now. Vaping products, oil, concentrates, edibles, and more. I wonder if they have flavored vaping products. I wonder if those are legal if they're marijuana-based. Now, vitamin E acetate is the suspect that's caused these problems with marijuana, with vaping fatalities and so forth. Lung illnesses, almost 3,000 nationwide. So they want to make sure that's not in the vaping products. Anyhow, you smoke them if you got them. It's out there now. Smoke them if you got them. You can now go out and buy it legally. And I'm not sure that's I still remain skeptical that it's fully legal, but I guess I'll watch and see. I know there's a considerable amount of problems in Colorado with different issues, including homelessness, impaired driving, collisions and incidents. We'll see what happens. And of course, it's not easy, as it's just not as easy to test for. It's not as easy to test for being high as it is for like alcohol. So we'll see how this plays out. But obviously, it's the way it's going to be. It's the law of the land, and here we are. Let's see. One other thing here from Michigan that I want to make sure that we have covered here. Debbie Dingell admitting on national television that the actions by the Democrat Party could, in fact, be exactly what the Russians would like to see happen when it comes to division and impeachment and chaos and nonsense and noise. She admits that while on Fox Business Channel, and it admits that, well, maybe, you know, well, just listen to it. It's bite number 8 from Debbie Dingell. Bite number 8. Go.
You mentioned that Russia divided or worked to divide America, but if you have a one-sided impeachment where no Republicans participate, some Democrats are skeptical, I think that's more, that enforces the division of America far worse than anything Russia could ever dream of doing to this country.
Well, I think they're dreaming of it. I think some of this has probably been caused by some of the actions that they've taken.
Well, there you go. And so, you know, she credits the Russians for some of this. I don't know if there's any truth to that. Of course, the Mueller report, the investigation. Let me remind you, Mueller report, page 2, the investigation did not establish that the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities, which were limited to social media for the most part. So it just didn't happen that way. All right. So only a couple more weeks before you get involved with this, I want you to get a free water test. And if you haven't signed up yet for a free water test and your chance to win $7,500 worth of brand new gear from Wolverine, my question is, what are you waiting for? Wolverine Water, of course, is Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. And if you go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button right now, you will have a chance to win Wolverine Water's Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway, including a Blue Line 4-in-1 system with nickel-plated brass valves and the best water treatment system you can get, a Pure Health reverse osmosis drinking water system with alkaline, and a Clean Air Station air purification system. $7,500. And all you have to do, go to stevegruber.com, click on that Wolverine button, and away you go. What are you waiting for? Do it now. It's 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.